Pregnant women are eligible to get vaccinated against COVID-19 in some parts of Illinois under the 1B expansion taking effect today. But should they?
It's always important to say, what are the risks of the medication? But what are the risks of the disease if we don't treat it?
That's Dr. Michael Lenardi of OSF St. Francis Medical Center. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Thursday, February 25th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Heading into the final weeks of his tenure, outgoing Peoria Mayor Jim Artis says the city is recovering from the COVID-19 pandemic, but still has challenges ahead. Joe Deacon reports.
Artis says Peoria had a bright outlook at this time last year, with thriving businesses and a balanced budget that allowed the city to put more than $1 million into reserves. Now Peoria works to emerge from the toll of COVID-19. Giving his last State of the City address virtually, Artis says Peoria's tax revenue projections are still about 12% below original estimates.
We were able to recalibrate our 2021 budgets through a combination of capital reductions, restructuring debt, and making difficult operating reductions through furloughs, layoffs, and early retirements.
Artis says growth is evident throughout the city and progress is being made in healthcare, business innovation, and education.
As critical as some may be about our community, we must do a better job at educating critics about our strengths and differentiating ourselves positively because of what we have to offer.
While Artis chose not to seek a fifth term as mayor, he says Peoria is facing a challenging future and it's not a good time for leaders who require, quote, on-the-job training.
Keep in mind how important these positions are. A thorough understanding of the budget, business experience, knowledge of the issues we're facing, and the ability to work collaboratively to move our city forward are critical, especially for our next mayor.
Artis is challenging citizens to set a record for voter turnout in the April 6th general election. I'm Joe Deacon.
Here's some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Governor J.B. Pritzker praised Peoria County's COVID-19 vaccination progress and expects to see more COVID vaccine doses allocated to Illinois in the coming weeks. The governor made his comments during a visit to West Peoria Wednesday morning. And just 2 days after former Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan appointed young replacement Edward Guerra Kodat to his seat in the General Assembly, Madigan is asking him to step down. This comes after unspecified allegations came to light. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Governor J.B. Pritzker's expansion of 1B eligibility for the COVID-19 vaccine takes effect today. In addition to conditions like obesity, cancer, and diabetes, pregnant women are now also able to get the shot. But should they? The answer is complex. WCBU's Tim Shelley spoke with Dr. Michael Lenardi, a maternal and fetal medicine specialist at OSF St. Francis Medical Center, about the potential pros and cons.
One of the comorbidities that makes an otherwise typical patient higher risk for having complications is pregnancy. So, yes, most women who are pregnant, if they were to get COVID, would do fine and not have any adverse consequences. But we know that if we compare pregnant women to identical non-pregnant counterparts, say identical twins, one's pregnant, one's not, both get COVID, the pregnant patient is about 3 times more likely to be admitted to the hospital, 3 times more likely to need to be in an intensive care unit, a couple of times more likely to be on a ventilator, and actually 1.5 times more likely to die than the non-pregnant person. As far as any medication in pregnancy goes, it's always important to say, what are the risks of the medication, but what are the risks of the disease if we don't treat it, right? There are not human studies of safety in pregnancy for the vaccine, but what most of your listeners probably don't know is that no drug is tested for safety in human pregnancy because we can't figure out an ethical way to do that.
The fact that no medication really is tested in clinical studies on pregnant women specifically, I think it's an interesting point. And I believe Dr. Fauci said they were now aware of 20,000 pregnant women who had gotten the vaccine and hadn't had any major complications. Is that correct?
That number will change every day. If you look at frontline healthcare workers, the people at the bedside, they're overwhelmingly reproductive age women. So there's an awful lot of pregnant women who have been immunized because they work in healthcare. And there's not been any increased risk or incidence of side effects or from the vaccine. You know, I think that one of the normal human nature kinds of concerns, and one of the reasons why moms are so amazing, is, you know, there's a concern about birth defects, for example. We know that development of the fetus when birth defects can happen is a short period of time, really early in the first trimester. So patients who are getting immunized after 16 weeks and pregnancy is 40 weeks long, all the organs are formed. They just need to develop and become bigger and that sort of thing. So vaccines administered later aren't going to cause birth defects, as an example. And, you know, it's a personal decision, but I think an important consideration is, do I want to wait till 100,000 or a million people have had the vaccine who are pregnant? Optimally, yes. But what happens to me if I get COVID prior to that threshold being reached?
You mentioned like 16 weeks, right around that mark is when organs are fully developed. So let's say a mother is 8 weeks. So should she consider getting the vaccine now when it's available? Or should she say, I'm going to wait a few weeks on this?
So that's a great question and not a simple answer because there's a lot of moving pieces there. What I would say to a patient who asked me that is I would encourage you to look at what is your risk. Getting vaccinated does not eliminate the need for masking, social distancing, hand hygiene, and that sort of thing. The person needs to figure out what their individual risk profile is and what their risk tolerance is. And the patient may say, you know what, I'm able to control my risk, and I would personally feel more comfortable waiting till 14 or 16 weeks. And I would say that I think that's very appropriate. I wouldn't disagree with it. But the additional factor that is clearly changing every day is, if there's vaccine available today, will there necessarily be vaccine supply available to you when you get to the point in pregnancy that you're comfortable getting vaccinated with? And I don't think we know that for sure. So I think it makes it a really difficult decision for families and pregnant women.
1B vaccine eligibility for pregnant women varies by community. The Tri-County area is not expanding eligibility yet, citing vaccine shortages. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.